call them, used to call them cooks, call them crates now.
Talking about chicken, you know, when you have fried chicken, there's usually a piece that the children like to get because they can pull it apart, you know. There's one bone that's longer than the other one.
That's a drumstick, isn't it?
Well, the one that I'm thinking about has...
Is a wing?
No, it's got two bones.
Oh, right? You're talking about the pulley bone?
Yeah.
The breast?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, yeah, that pulley bone used to, you know, there was an old saying that if you was visiting anywhere, go somewhere, you know,
mm-hmm.
why, you take in two people would break that his fork, you know,
mm-hmm.
and his little point down there, and one got the short end, be married first. And with that there breast, that's on, they call it the pulley bone. That's what
mm-hmm.
you call the bullet bone, is the breast bone.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anybody talk about, use one general term for the inside parts of a hog that are edible, you know, maybe like the lights or something like
Well, you take the chitlins. Now that is the intestines,
mm-hmm.
and the heart and liver and lights. The heart and the lights are all together, and the liver is in separate, and the intestines separate. But to use the intestines as chitlins,
mm-hmm.
and the whole thing we call them the offals.
Mm-hmm.
And but then there lots of people now. They used to, a lot of them, all like chitlins, but I never could eat them. I never did like them.
Mm-hmm.
But most colored people like them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the packing companies, they don't lose nothing but the squeal of the hog. And they buy these chitlins, now they come in 5, 10, or 20 pound frozen buckets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And 90% or 95% of the colored folks all likes chitlins.
Oh, yeah.
And there used to be quite a few of the white people. They liked them, and they're good. I had a nigger milk customer up here, and she growed up, and her husband was a preacher, and the children growed up in the educated schools, and they're both prominent boys, and she was a wonderful housewoman and a cook. She cooked me many a pie and cake for me, and I'd take a milk. And anyway, her name was and she kept on. I killed a hog one time, says, "Mr. did you bring me the chickens?" So I take them. Of course, I cleaned them out pretty good here, and I kept them clean. She came and cooked them, and she gave me a piece of it. I tried to eat it, but just thinking what it was, I couldn't eat it. But
yeah.
A lot of people just prize them more than I'd prize the ham.
Yeah.
Well, I don't eat all the heart. I don't eat the lice.
Mm-hmm.
I like the ham, the shoulders. Of course, when I was growing up, we cut up hogs different than what we do now.
Mm-hmm.
We cut up our own meat and cure it. You can't get no more meat cured like we used to get it.
Well, what about, say, if you were on a farm and you heard your cows mooing, you might say, "Well, I didn't know it was so late. It's getting right on to
feeding time."
Mm-hmm.
Well, they will bawl then. You'll hear a cow. She's off in another fence,
mm-hmm.
and she wants to come in. She'll bawl to you,
mm-hmm.
and then if she's got a different sound, she'll be lowing for her calf.
Mm-hmm.
But a bawl is when they get out, you can tell. And you can tell when I was down in the Washita Bottoms here back in 24. I went down there to a school friend around coon hunting. And an old fellow down there named Sugar had a big farm down there on the river. And they had worlds of hogs and cattle over there. And his son-in-law was out. And they'd locate their cattle and hogs every time they thought a big flood was coming. And they'd go out and round them up. And he had an old horn he made out of a cow horn. He'd go out and blow it. And them old cows, they'd hear, they'd know. And there's one old lead cow, and she'd be getting bawled. She had a different bawl from any other thing. And whenever they hear that old cow, all of them knew that she called her the leader.
Mm-hmm.
And she had the experience, and she was leading them out of the floodwaters.
Mm-hmm.
And they got different ways of calling their cattle.